If you ask me a question in an area where I have studied, I'll try my dead level best to give you an answer. If it's an area where I haven't studied, and you ask me a question, I'll just have to tell you that I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you. And I like easy questions. Please answer.
Yeah.
This one's an easy one.
Easy questions means ones I have an answer for.
The 300 feet drop in sea level, that would have meant that the megaliths that are been discovered in the ocean would have been above sea level at that time.
Correct.
Okay, and there's one follow-up is that I remember reading about some World War II planes that ran out of fuel at Greenland, I think it was, and they P-38. Landed on the ice, and they got, well, let's go collect them 30 years or so later, and they found they were actually buried in about a mile of ice.
That's about 250 feet.
How much?
250.
250 feet. Okay, so then that meant that the accumulation of ice was much greater than uniformitarians believe. That.
Absolutely right. Yeah. That was a squadron.
Especially when it melts.
Sorry?
You can get more. You can get more water. When it melts, it goes higher.
I'm sorry.
The volume increases?
Huh?
You mean the volume increases?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Well, at higher altitudes in the mountains, of course, there's glacier ice up there.
Yeah.
But that's right. That part is true. On the high mountains, they have glacial ice. But the ice age that we were talking about was down at sea level. So there was...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Right. Very good. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you for clarifying that.
Okay.
What do you figure the megaliths are?
What do I figure the megaliths are? I am still studying. That's a good question. The megaliths are the same kind of stone things that were made at that time when the sea level was low. They could go out and do it. But they were like temples. They were like, in some places, pyramids and other big stone structures. How they were discovered was, you remember, in around Christmas night, what was the year on that? There was a huge earthquake when the tidal wave came, then the water went way out.
Philippines,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You remember that?
Yeah.
And so people could see that. That's how they were discovered. Although the Indians in India had legends of those things out there, but they had never seen them until the tidal wave let them do it. Thank you. And thank you for your question. This is the last one.
If there was advanced civilization, then what happened to them?
If there was an advanced civilization, what happened to that? That's one of the questions that often comes. The advanced civilization before or after the flood that was still existing then, it's a sad story of man's inhumanity to man. The different cultures that still had that high civilization, they went and warred on one another trying to be top dog. And then they went in, they lost that and went down, 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 and finally went into the Dark Ages, just now beginning to start digging those back up. So it was a man's war against man. Thank you. Yes, this is, please, the last question.
Thank you, Dr. Chittick. Regarding the megaliths again, has there been anything done recently where maybe they sent like dive teams down there, where they sent dive teams or divers with some better technology to get better photographs or anything? To your knowledge, do you know if there's anything that's been...
Are there divers that have gone down to look at these things? To my knowledge, the most work that's been done in that area has been from Japan, the Japanese. And I don't know right now tonight where the results of that research have been reported. But yes, there is that type of research going on. And thank you, folks,
Doctor,
for your good question.
Doctor, if I could throw that out, it's in Underworld by Graham Hancock.
Graham Hancock's book?
In Underworld, yes.
His book is named?
Underworld.
Underworld.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a book that's come out since I read his first book.
Yeah.
He says Graham Hancock's book, Underworld, talks about that. Thank you for that clarification, and thank you for your help.